Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm your number one fan.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Makes me say, oh my lord.
819. Come on now. If it doesn't make you want to go down to the Goodwill and pick up a pair of parachute pants, I don't know what does. 820 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy, did you ever wear parachute pants? You're too young.
How old do you think I am?
28.
Well, 29.
Oh,
29.
All right, sorry, you had a birthday. That's right. Okay.
Parachute pants.
If I say, have you ever tight rolled your jeans, do you even know what I mean?
Wearing tight rolled jeans right now.
Let me.
No.
Oh, no. Well, those are narrow cut, tight fitting jeans. Those are not tight rolled. You look up tight rolled jeans on the internet and you tell me what you find. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court expected to make a few major decisions this month. The court has several noteworthy decisions pending before summer recess, including cases regarding presidential immunity, obstruction charges against Capitol rioters, the FDA's approval of mifepristone, and abortion access in medical emergencies. Elon Musk looking at Memphis, Tennessee to be the home of his next multi-billion-dollar project. Musk said that his XAI Gigafactory will be located there. The Greater Memphis Chamber President Ted Townsend made that announcement during a press conference yesterday. The Gigafactory will be the world's largest supercomputer. And the largest
by capacity or largest by, like,
by physical size?
Oh,
believe.
Okay. Yeah. It's actually a 1960s mainframe. And
that's right. That's what, that's what it's going to be.
You know, it has 4K of capability, but...
And on this, you can play the Oregon Trail.
That's right.
that's what you can
Dang
do.
Dang it. Died of dysentery again. Were you done, sir?
Yeah, that's all I've got for
very
right now.
Very good. 821 here on News Radio Pensacola. I included Jimmy. I didn't ask you, John. John, did you ever tight roll jeans?
No.
No? You're lucky you escaped that one. All right, fair enough. I can show you how if you need to know. Because it's a skill not everybody has. Okay, all right, pop quiz. Jimmy, it's your last day. So you ready? You excited about this?
Sure.
What does D in D-Day stand for?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. I don't remember.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows?
Nobody's sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
It could be for Decision Day, Designated Day, Deliverance Day, Doomsday, Death Day, Departure Day. Some people have claimed it was Departure Day, that Eisenhower said that any amphibious operation has a departed date, therefore the shortened term D-Day is used. But some of the things left the day before. But it's the idea of D-Day is that you could have a day that didn't have a date attached to it, that you could say D-Day minus two, plus four, you know, so you could say whatever the day winds up being, 4 days before that, we need to be doing this. And 10 days after, we expect to be doing this was kind of the idea. It was a planning date that because they didn't know for sure that it would be June 6th, for example, they could just kind of plan around it. So M day would be mobilization for an operation. H hour would be the hour as opposed to the day. So just, you know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, people, it's the kind of thing you think you're supposed to know, but it's not really a knowable. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a mystery historically what it means. 823 on News Radio Pensacola. So we've had this conversation in Congress about whether or not to formally enshrine and protect the ability to get contraception. And Congress, the Republicans decided in the Senate, they said, nah, we're not going to vote on that issue because this is all just political posturing by the Democrats, which is clearly what it was. But this means no change in the law whatsoever because the Supreme Court has ruled that, you know, everybody, not just marriage. You know, the history of this is actually kind of interesting. In the beginning, contraception was illegal, you know, for everybody. And the reason it was illegal is because, you know, who uses contraception? Well, prostitutes and adulterers. Historically, that's the categories that liked it the most. And, you know, people, it wasn't so much people who liked to fool around before marriage because, you know, if you go back to the time when contraception was first developed, people waited until marriage. Like, that was much more the norm. But it was definitely people who, you know, cheated or people who paid was who liked contraception. And then you had the Griswold versus Connecticut case in Connecticut where you had a married couple using contraception, and the Supreme Court ultimately ruled that you could not decide that a married couple couldn't use contraception in the confines of their own home. That's a privacy enshrinement. And then that got expanded to people who were not married. And today, of course, the Supreme Court ruling is that contraception is available to all persons, regardless of marital status, period, end of story. So the, and that's not been challenged. It's not likely to be challenged anytime soon. Then again, the Democrats seizing on Republican statements by some or unclarity by, for example, former President Trump, have thought, oh, we have an issue, contraception, in which you don't. The only issue is whether it would be funded publicly or funded through a medical program. Those are sort of separate issues to the legality issue. Anyway, so yesterday they tried to have a vote, and the Senate said we're not going to have a vote on that. So that's all I have to say about that, except to say that we do have an interesting medical breakthrough, it looks like. You know, the forms of birth control, I think, are sort of fairly well known enough that maybe I don't have to specify all of them, but you know, basically you have pills and or devices for women and you have devices or barrier methods for men. We now have, and they have been working on what you might call a male contraceptive pill or some kind of a male, you know, not a prophylactic that men could use for forever, right? Well, now there might be one. There's a new development. NBC News, 220 participants in a phase two trial say that the new gel, NEST, which is a hormonal solution to block sperm production, is applied to the shoulders.
So contraceptive applied to the shoulders?
That's it. Yep. So I'll take a back rub before, honey. Might be the kind of thing that a female would say, and now it's the kind of thing that a man might say. You also might say, well, that's not usually where things start. You know, things can start wherever they start. So NEST is a combination of nesterone and testosterone. Nesterone is a synthetic version of progesterone that lowers the levels of hormones responsible for fertility, including testosterone in the blood and the testes, so that you reduce a man's sex drive and also reduce the production of sperm. In order to counterbalance the diminishing effects that that has on sex drive, they also give you testosterone. So the nesterone and the testosterone together even you out, so you still want it, but you just aren't going to make babies. That's the idea. And it takes effect within several weeks, they say, by the test. 52% efficiency within 8 weeks, 62% by 9 weeks, and 86% after 15 weeks. So not quite to the same levels of protectability that, you know, for example, you get from a condom, but still, you know, fairly high. And they're saying don't get too excited yet because they think that might hit the market by the end of, you know, the decade. 827 here on News Radio Pensacola. Back rub Jimmy has got our... Just, sorry. You're here. It's your last day. We're going to have some fun, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's got traffic on the fives. Go ahead,
Jimmy. We are looking pretty good on our roadways this morning. If you are traveling north and southbound on North Palafox Street, you can expect to see some delays in between West 9 Mile Road and Detroit Boulevard. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you guys are looking good all the way westbound on 98 over the 3 Mile Bridge into town this morning. Seeing a lot of slowdowns happening just all over downtown, so expect some delays if you were driving around there in Pensacola this morning. And Payson Milton, you guys are looking good on US 90 all the way over the bridge into Pensacola. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. It's 828 here on News Radio Pensacola. Where are we at now? All of a sudden, I lost my train of thought. What I was going to tell you is the information coming out of the Hunter Biden trial is, look, it's lurid, it's weird, it's not what you typically would hope to be true of a president or at the time the vice president or his son. At the same time, I think it's a little weird that we're kind of fixated on this trial. I mean, look, I know there's a lot of surrounding issues with news stories and Burisma and just all of this stuff, okay? And the laptop and the... But as a story itself, it's really just the story of a drug addict who lied on a gun form, right? I mean, that's the real story here. And is that all that entertaining? You hear some of the stuff come out. It's a little entertaining. I mean, a guy who smokes crack every 20 minutes, according to his ex-girlfriend. I was wondering, did he have like a timer on his phone? You know, 19 minutes. Come on now. Be sure you're in position. Somebody texted me earlier and said, you shouldn't make fun of it. Drug addiction's a serious thing. I know. Serious things can still be funny. I almost, there was a very small part of me that I talked myself out of that thought we might do an every 20-minute check-in on the show. You know, like, hey, is it time yet? But no, it is a really serious thing. Also, 20 minutes seems like really frequent. But then again, I guess if it's like your cigarette, how often do you smoke if you're a smoker? I don't know. That's sort of in the vicinity of the time frame, right? Is, you know, every 20 minutes, every half hour, something like that. 437-1620, 437-1620. The senior chillout is tomorrow at all of your area Lowe's stores, Fairfield Airport, 9 Mile, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, and Highway 90 in Pace from 6 to 6. Come bring your air conditioning unit or a fan, or buy them on premises. That's actually the more common way to do it. Or donate money to the folks here, you know, the Council on Aging, which is a great organization taking care of the seniors. So that'll be tomorrow from 6 to 6 at all your area Lowe's. Also, we have the Favor House annual roundup is coming up June 21st from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. For a great time. That's going to be a good thing. Typically, it's got country music and line dancing. Find out more at newsradio923.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's called The Longest Day, the Allies' D-Day invasion of Normandy, France, to help turn the tide against Germany in World War II, 80 years ago today. President Biden at a ceremony in Normandy.
From the sea and sky, nearly 160,000 Allied troops descended on Normandy. Many, state the obvious, never came home.
Around 200 surviving D-Day veterans, the honored guests there today. Day four of Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Delaware.
The prosecution could wrap up their case today against Hunter Biden, but still plan to call six more witnesses. One of those witnesses could be Hallie Biden, the widow of Hunter's brother, Beau Biden. She's the one who disposed of the gun at the center of this case.
Fox's Brooks Singman, the president's son, is accused of lying about drug use on a form to buy that gun. Stocks are flat to start the day on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 82 right now. Family members have identified the 17-year-old victim of a shooting in Escambia County earlier this week. She's Kyan DeCray Thompson. Thompson was reportedly shot inside of a home on Montclair Road on Monday afternoon. So far, no suspects have been announced, but at the last check, the Escambia Sheriff's Office was still looking for three teenagers they believe may have information on that shooting. That's 16-year-old Glenn Janes III, 18-year-olds Michael Falater and Zane Cook. So far, those teens are wanted for questioning only. If you have any information on their whereabouts, though, you are encouraged to contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers. Florida Power and Light officials say preparations for hurricane season go well beyond employee training and strengthening the power grid. Relationship building is a very important part of that, too.
A lot of the things that we do in preparation is, of course, we're securing agreements for getting assistance from out-of-state utilities. We have a mutual assistance agreements with other utilities, primarily throughout the Southeast, but across the nation, where we can get assistance for contracting companies to come in and assist us.
And that is FPL Northwest Florida Vice President J.T. Young. He says that being under the FPL umbrella also means that in the event of a major local outage, there's a big contingency of FPL employees that can be called in before they have to contract help from out of state. Boeing's historic Starliner mission launched its first crewed test flight into space yesterday. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said it was a milestone moment after NASA decided to partner with private companies.
When we expand our fleet of spacecraft, what we're doing is expanding our reach to the stars.
Veteran NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams are part of that crew in the Starliner capsule. They're on their way now to the International Space Station and expected to dock safely later today. That launch had been in the works for over a decade. The first two launch attempts, though, had to be scrubbed in recent weeks. This marks just the sixth inaugural launch of a crewed spacecraft in U.S. history. A Pensacola man's been charged with domestic violence after being shot by a woman on Tuesday. The victim said she and 34-year-old Denard Smith had been arguing for several days when she returned home and found him inside of her residence on Goodman Lane. The woman said that he had pulled her off the couch as they argued. She said she tried to retreat to a bedroom where Smith allegedly hit her, so the woman said she grabbed a gun and shot him once. Smith left the home, was later found by PPD officers at Cervantes and E Streets. He was taken to the hospital and treated for the gunshot wound. Deputies say they interviewed Smith at the hospital. He was then arrested on aggravated assault charges. He's being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. Three people taken to the hospital after a car and motorcycle crashed yesterday at Fairfield and Villa Drives. That's just before Fairfield meets 98. That happened about 5:30 yesterday evening. So far, there's no word on the severity of their injuries, and that crash does remain under investigation. And it is 8:35 now at News Radio Pensacola, and it looks like Jimmy maybe has our traffic on the files.
Yeah, we're trying to switch it up on you, David. Really like when you get confused. It's
well,
hilarious.
You know. I'm just glad you can take joy from that.
Yeah, no problem. If you're in Pace or Milton, you guys are looking good on Woodbine and Chemuckla at the intersections of US 90, clear over the US 90 bridge into Pensacola. And coming in from Perdido, not seeing any real slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel Parkway this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you very much. Jimmy, is this going to be your last traffic?
Yes,
for
I believe
near future.
Yes,
for the our last future. Jimmy on the fives.
Probably one of the last.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you very much, David.
8:35 here at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain overall, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Beautiful and sunny for Friday with plenty of sunshine, high near 92. Low Friday night near 70 degrees. Keeping the sunshine around on Saturday with a high near 92 and a low near 73. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we have 82 degrees in Pensacola. Cola, it's 83 in Gulf Breeze, 83 also in Milton. And your money now this morning. Markets are not changed a whole lot today. A little bit of a mixed market. The Dow is down 43 points at 38,763. The S&P 500 up just over 4 points at 53,5807. The NASDAQ is up 42 points this morning at 17,230. 52. Your 10-year bond rate up just a bit at 4.29%. Your gold price today up $2.90 at $23.78.40. Silver price is up 46 cents at $30.53. And Bitcoin is up 107 at $71,274.57. Rubio's is filing bankruptcy. It's a California-based Mexican restaurant chain closing down 48 locations there across the state. Boeing's historic Starliner mission launching its first crewed test flight into space. And that was yesterday. Veteran NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, part of the crew, they're expected to dock safely at the International Space Station here later on today. The FTC now reportedly filing an antitrust lawsuit against the country's largest alcohol distributor. Sources telling CNBC that a lawsuit could be filed in just a matter of weeks against Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits for allegedly providing secret kickbacks to large retailers. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Is your timeshare suffocating you? Are you feeling powerless because you were sold a bad investment that is nothing like you were promised? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you're ready to get rid of that timeshare, I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free, exposing the timeshare industry scams with all your options for cancellation.
Call 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
I'm Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so this is a question I'm actually borrowing from our good friends at Cat Country, our sister station. They had asked this the other day on their Facebook page. I thought it was a good question, so I wanted to share it with you. 437-1620, 437-1620. What's something that you owned in high school that you wish you still had? Now, I know for some of our participants, Jimmy, what you owned last year in high school. Right page of 29 that you are.
Good one.
It's not that See what I'm doing really on your last day is I'm entertaining and sending you off, and I'm also making you not upset about the breakup. I'm making you think, man, I sure am glad I left that place. That's good.
That might be why I came in at the very last possible minute.
Late as long as possible. You knew this was going to happen. All right, so 437-1620. Tell me something you owned in high school that you wish you still had. Do you have anything that that stands out to you particularly?
I can't even, man. No.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Literally all of my stuff now is better than all of my stuff back then. I just have so much better stuff. I mean,
I think that's fair. Now, in my case, being just a little bit older, I also have the category of things I'm really glad I still have that I had from high school.
Right.
And that would be the only remaining part of my original stereo, which is my speakers.
Oh, wow.
I have my original KLH speakers, and they are phenomenal.
And old, probably.
They are very
really old,
yeah.
Horrifically old, probably.
Why would you emphasize that so many times?
I'm just saying, it must be.
My wife has forced me to repaint them. They're black now, and she has many times said, you know, a sound bar, to which I have said,
oh, a sound bar.
You will not stomp out the last vestige of my high school coolness with your modern sensibilities and technology. Sorry, no.
I'm going to bring David in here just so he can chime in if he wants to.
But I'm actually with you. Most all of the stuff. The only thing I don't have anymore that I do wish I still had my stereo. But then again, I got rid of the tapes. I got rid of the vinyl. I got, so what would I play on there that would be useful anymore? And the answer is there's nothing. I've got what I need, and I don't have what I don't need. So.
I did have some cool records in high school that I had to leave in California whenever I moved
okay.
out there.
All
yeah,
right.
I had an original Disraeli Gears from
okay.
Cream. Yeah,
yeah, wow. Did you sell it at least, or did you give it away?
No. I just left it at the house that I was. Yeah, lost it the old-fashioned way.
Wow.
Forgot it. Forgot to bring it in the car.
David, do you have anything that you had in high school that you wish you still had? Which for you has been, you're 40?
Yeah, I'm 40.
Okay.
No, I don't. I wouldn't want any of that junk.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
I'm with Jimmy. Everything I have now is 100 times better than anything I had then. My car was a big steaming pile. everything. Life is much better
Prosperity
now.
Prosperity means yes. You don't regret the things you don't have anymore.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't miss the 1988 Volvo that I was driving around.
Now, so this is going to super date me, but you know that's true anyway. I do sometimes kind of miss the Alpine removable stereo I installed in my car. I do kind of sometimes miss that because it was a great stereo. But to be honest, the factory Honda Civic stereo is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to carry it around at parties or whatever. Take it in with me. But I do kind of miss that just a little bit. All right, 437-1620. Things you owned in high school that you miss or regret getting rid of. I owned a haircut that I'm really glad I don't own anymore.
Oh, you're talking intangibles too?
No, I was talking more physical items.
Yeah,
but
physical,
sure.
Okay.
I mean, anything, you know.
Yeah, I guess the respect of my parents. The look they would give of unrealized potential back in the day. That was pretty cool to have.
Stuff I had in high school but lost along the way. somebody says 45 records. I assume you mean the 45 RPMs, not that you had 45 of them. I don't know. I'm in a weird mood.
For those who didn't hear, he just did a little drum roll.
I drum roll. I'm not even going to say it because that would be a clip I don't want to exist in the world. My 1972 Pontiac Grand Prix. Oh, yeah, that's a good car. My vintage Barbies, somebody says. I actually threw them away by accident. Ooh. How do you throw? Well, okay, I won't ask too many questions. Let's see. 437-1620. Somebody says my hair. So that's a tangible that you owned that you don't have anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a possession. My beautiful blue 87 Camaro. Oh, yeah. No, I can see a lot of car nostalgia. Oh, this is one up your alley, Jimmy.
Mm.
My bass guitar. Somebody had a bass that they got.
Oh, man.
Paint. Yeah.
Darn. Darn. I still have my bass from high school.
Is it the same one you play for gigs?
No, absolutely
you've upgraded.
Not.
That's another example of you've upgraded.
Better stuff.
But it's nostalgia, right?
Sure.
Okay. Will you ever get rid of it?
Yeah, I would.
How many do you have? Just out of, this is a total side note.
I think I only have two. I only have that
one. So you're
one
not one of those people?
No.
You're not, to bring her into the conversation, like Candy, whose husband Darren has 150 guitars or whatever he has.
Oh, yeah, absolutely
You're not,
not
those people.
Absolutely
okay.
not.
437-1620, somebody here is, I didn't have much in high school, so there's nothing that they had then that they don't have now. 65 Mustang convertible. That, you know, I see a theme. The thing that people regret not having or that they miss the most was the car. Can I tell you? No, it's not true. I don't miss my. I had a. What was it? Now all of a sudden, a Dodge Colt. Brushed steel with the allure of a DeLorean in half the size and a tenth of the engine.
How did they have these cars in high school?
Well, why?
I mean,
some of them are older. Some of them had vintage.
No, I mean, it's like. Just seems like really nice cars to have in high school. I was driving around, a 1988 Volvo and a Pontiac Sunfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife had a Sunfire when I knew her in college. Yeah. Somebody here says vinyl albums and comics that might be worth some money these days. Somebody here says my 1968 Firebird. I feel like this is more of a what was your first car question, which is fine. My first car, 1967 Chevy Bel Air station wagon that I made cool. Sir or ma'am, you did not make that cool. It was cool. Regardless of whatever you did, it made you cool. 8:47, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
This guy texted in about Eisenhower writing letters. I thought he had one in high school, but it's about D-Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you are coming into town from Pine Forest, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up at the after the Pine Forest intersection on I-10. So expect some slowdowns. That looks to be going for like a mile and a half almost. And coming in from Cantonment, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up on U.S. Highway 29, Pensacola Boulevard, right before the intersection with Detroit Boulevard. That's backed up for about a half mile as well. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you guys are looking good westbound on 98 all the way over the bridge into Pensacola this morning. And not seeing any slowdowns coming in from Perdido on Gulf Beach Highway or Blue Angel Parkway. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you've got a home to sell or you're looking to buy one or both, because, you know, sometimes people sell one and buy another. That's relatively common. Call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. They'll take great care of you. 175 homes sold last year. Pretty good. And the idea is they have this process that they really perfected during the time kind of before the market was hot, but it really showed how valuable it was when the market was hot because they were consistently selling homes. Same day, multiple offers above list price again and again and again and again. And now that the market's cooled off, it's even more valuable to have that kind of a process because they know how to get it done, again, for a great price and in a relatively short period of time because of all kinds of little things that they know to do right that they perfected through this process. And that's especially why today, when the market's not as hot, that having a great realtor is such a benefit to you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. A couple of other answers to the question of name something you owned in high school that you miss having or that you wish you had today. Somebody says, my baseball card collection from the 60s and 70s. Somebody says, my Pioneer Super Tuner. Somebody else says, my virginity.
You wish you had that back?
Let's call that an intangible. Okay. Yeah, also, do you wish you had it? Okay, that's, you know, all kinds of... Hey, you know, as long as they're not FCC violations, we'll give them. Somebody else, maybe not quite along the same lines, but somebody here says, I wish I had my girlfriend back. I let a good one get away. 437-1620, my 71 Cutlass Supreme convertible. Somebody else says, my baseball cards. Somebody here says, another baseball card. Some are pretty valuable now. Concert shirts. Oh... The actual ones, not the ones you bought at Target. somebody else said the same thing. I wish I had my virginity. Yeah, cracks. Y'all are amazing. That's fantastic. My speed skates from the 80s. Oh, wow. All right. And for most of us, cars were the first big step to independence, so it's a big milestone in life, and that's why we miss them. That makes perfect sense. 850. News Radio Pensacola, that's your frivolous topic for the day. Good question you could ask. Probably can't ask your kids that one, you know, because they're probably, I mean, depending on the age. But you can definitely ask your coworkers or your friends. You might even style it along the lines of, oh, we might have to do this one sometime. What's something that your mom threw out of yours? Ooh. maybe a painful one. We'll get to that later.
Can't say that on the air.
Yes. What do you mean?
Just keep going.
We will. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65 and you're going to, you know, convert over onto Medicare or you're retiring because same thing, okay? If you're going to, you know, enter a new phase of where you get health insurance from, that can seem overwhelming. It can seem like a big deal. It's not. But if people have been calling you or bothering you or writing you letters and making it seem like, it's very straightforward, okay? Good friend of mine, Ricky Stewart, her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice of it that she does. She helps people get converted over, and she's taken care of so many people like you, our listeners, who gone to her and had questions and been confused and been stressed, and she's like, no, it's real simple. So what's Advantage? What's Supplement? What's Medicaid? What's the difference between Medicare? Do I qualify? Ask her. She's great at this. Trust me. You'll love her. She's fantastic. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty. your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCanal.com.
That's BuySellCanal.com.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How does it work?
I know not, my liege.
Consult the Book of Armaments.
Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Rain, rain across the listening area off and on here. When I looked at the radar earlier this morning, it was like a 30% chance, but I didn't see anything actually happening. And, now that I look at it, and of course, look out the window, we got a pretty good band of rain and some lightning kind of in our vicinity. So, just take your time, get to work safely. Don't rear-end somebody because you didn't allow enough time to stop on the wet pavement. I mean, you know the drill. 8:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy, it is Jimmy's last day, and so we appreciate that. He was here for a couple of months, and we'll still be available as the on-call doctor, so to speak.
Sure, yeah.
Come in.
Okay. Anytime you need me.
Also, where do I go for free drinks?
I cannot reveal that information over the air.
Well, anyway, we'll figure it out. Hey, you know the story about the guy who had been driving on a suspended license during the judicial hearing over him having a suspended license? You remember this story?
Yeah,
I do. Bizarre story. And the judge is like, "You're what now? Are you driving while we're having a hearing on you not having a license?" And he's also on Zoom, which in Michigan, this is where this took place, is also illegal while you're driving.
Oh, cool.
So, double whammy. So the judge is like, "All right." So we reported to you that there had been an update to the story. The update was that he apparently had his license suspended for failure to pay child support. But he says that had been rescinded. It just that the paperwork hadn't gotten all the way through to the appropriate clerk. And so his driver's license was actually okay. And this was all a big misunderstanding. That was the second phase of the story. We are now into phase three of this story. God himself only knows how many chapters we'll have. Phase three is, oh no, he's never had a driver's license.
The plot thickens. Yeah.
So the way this works is in Michigan, apparently, it's not that they suspend your license. It's that they suspend your privileges to drive in the state. That would cover people who have a license in Michigan or people who use an out-of-state license. So they had suspended his privileges to drive in the state. But apparently that had gotten cleaned up in the sense that he would be able to drive again in the state, except that he has never had a driver's license at all. And so you still can't drive without a driver's license.
Did he have a government ID?
He did, in fact. He had a state ID, and he's always applied for a state ID, and he's only ever had a state ID. And in the state of Michigan, it's one or the other, not both.
Ah.
So the fact that he owns a state ID means that he, by definition, does not and cannot have simultaneously a driver's license. So now we're back to where theoretically he could get one. But driving on a state ID is not allowed. That does not do you enough. So this story, I'll be honest, there's a part of me that's like, so which journalism schools are they going to in Michigan is a little bit my question, because this story has become so convoluted. And based on the initial video and the attention it got, it's so hard to tell that, but that's where we're at right now. Who knows if subsequent developments will occur? I don't know. Jimmy, for one last time. Aw. Traffic on the fives.
All right. East and westbound on I-10, there is some traffic building up right as you approach the Pensacola Boulevard intersection going eastbound, but clearing up as you pass that. In Payson Milton, US 90 is looking backed up on the US 90 bridge there. That is possibly due to it raining. So drive with caution when you are driving around Pensacola this morning and expect some delays. We are seeing a lot of traffic building up on 9 Mile going east and westbound as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jim. Of course, it is D-Day, and we're working on getting the podcast up that I had talked about earlier with FDR and King George VI and their speeches and commentary about it. We'll have that on our Facebook page a little bit later on this morning. But this is a good day to remember that, you know, we were way behind in responding to the German threat. I mean, we were way behind. And, you know, of course, God himself only knows what would have happened if things had played out differently. You know, what if the Japanese hadn't attacked at Pearl Harbor? Would America have gotten involved at all? At what point, if at all? You know, could all of Europe have fallen? Could Britain have fallen? I mean, entirely conceivable. And we were losing. I mean, it was bad, you know, darkest hour. Like, nobody knew we were going to win. Nobody knew it was going to be over in a year and a half. I mean, almost a year, really. Nobody knew at the time. But we came up with this crazy, brilliant, bizarre, convoluted, complicated, calculated, deceptive, you know, all the like fake armies in the wrong location and the fake communique and the counterintelligence work, like all the stuff that went into making D-Day happen. And then, of course, all of the lives and people being willing to volunteer to go fight a war on foreign soil and, you know, going and showing up and sometimes not even getting out of the boat. And dying for their country and dying for the cause of liberty and dying for the cause of resisting oppression and tyranny. It's a sobering thing to think about how many lives were lost in that war and how many lives continue to be lost in war. But it is also a reminder of why we build up a military, why we train in Northwest Florida and everywhere else around the country to have the biggest, strongest, baddest deterrent effect on potential adversaries so that they don't ever think to do this again. And yet, we see them very much thinking to do this again because as long as there's humans and as long as they're depraved and corrupt like they are, there's always going to be the threat of war. 8:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. One last future news for us before we say goodbye formally to Jimmy. Jimmy, will we get all the public records out of Mayor Heather Lindsay now that a court date has actually been set for this case?
No.
I think yes. I think yes. Will Anthony Fauci stop being vilified for things he didn't do and wasn't responsible for and being lied about?
That seems like he will not be.
No. Misinformation is our brand. It's just not here, but like in general in the United States. So it seems to be the problem. Jimmy, again, thank you so much for the couple of months. It was great to have you. Best of luck and keep in touch. And we'll see you occasionally when you fill in.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.